You will need your Bible, open to Psalms 91, journal, pen, and a comfy place where you may talk out loud and stand up. It's going to be one of those episodes where we spend time in silence. Our focus is on the spiritual disciplines of devotional reading, journaling, and silence. This podcast may take you a little longer than usual. This is podcast number 9. Now on to the intro. Welcome to the Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hey, I'm LaVita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, book reviews, and books I've authored on spiritual disciplines and providing time for communion with God, check out my blog at LaVitaBrooks.com. Then subscribe to this podcast so you will receive notifications of new releases. Drop a review by scrolling down in your podcasting library. This way, others will know what a blessing this podcast is to you. Now, come walk with me, where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Thank you, Father God, for being with us at this time. We thank you, Father God, for even providing this time for us to come together, to be in your presence, to ponder over your words, to make them real within our lives. We pray that you bless so that they take root within our hearts, within our soul, so that when we need them, Father God, they're just burping out of us. So we just ask this in the name of Jesus, that your word becomes real within us. So when we speak it, we'll speak it with power, love, knowing that you are a faithful God and will always honor your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I have a question for you. How do you reflect on life, your experiences, and your time with God? Do you write things down or store it in your memory bank? You see, I found that writing things down helped me to remember. And on those special occasions when I need to prove what I said or did, my journal holds the answer. Do I write in it every day? Nah. But I make a point of trying to summarize my weeks and months because I often find nuggets of what God is saying to me that I missed or just didn't see at that time. I find that through journaling, I can capture precious nuggets of thoughts that come out of scripture, aha moments with God, experiences, prayers, answered prayers, strategic planning sessions, and even the beginnings of poems, stories, and podcast episodes. Sometimes I even use stickers and colorful pens to brighten it up. And all of this is in one journal, except I keep a separate prayer journal. I find a short two-pager where I can record my prayers and check off prayers God has answered. And I got it out of Walmart. It's called The Prayer Map for Women, a Creative Journal. Now, I know some of you are already journaling. Do you find that the more you journal, the more you want to? And when you stop, you miss it? Yes, I do. I do. Do you have a devotional? Something that guides you through a daily reading of the Bible? As a new Christian, years ago, my Bible teacher taught me to read the entire Bible in 1 year and to do it every year. Whoa, I learned a lot. It helped me in memorizing the books of the Bible, the structure of the Bible. I got to see Jesus from beginning to when he's coming back to get us. And I had to see the Jesus in the Bible and my relationship to him. I learned who I am in Christ. My best friend and I, in the beginning of every year, we always seek God for his phrase or word for us for that year. It centers us. It keeps us focused as we go throughout the years. It's our reminder. The scripture God gave me for 2020 is Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things you do not know. So receiving that scripture for the year, I use it. I refer back to it. And when I think about it, beginning a podcast and blog, God is showing me great and mighty things that he wants to do through this ministry. And I thank him daily because you're a part of this ministry. Praise God. And I pray that you are sharing the podcast and helping others to also grow in Christ. And let me know. Send me a comment and a review so I'll know how you've been blessed by this podcast. That way we can shout together. Now on a different note. How do you select your devotional? I pray weeks before my present devotional ends. That way I have another one ready to go. Sometimes that doesn't work. So I just take a chapter a night or a chapter a day from out of the Bible and read that. But one thing for sure, my selections depend on God's leading. How do you select your journal? Now that depends on my mood. If you check out my blog on how to start a 2020 journal, that may help you with getting started in journaling because it'll allow you to see how God is actually blessing in the midst of all of that's going on in the world at this time. So check that out. Because like I said, for me, the journal depends on my mood. And also, it has to lay flat. Now that brings me to what we are going to practice today. Devotional reading and journaling. Think of it like God giving Moses the Ten Commandments. But instead of Moses, it's you. And instead of the Ten Commandments, it's his daily word just for you. Now, how personal is our God? Every day is designed just for you. Think of it like that. You are so special. You are so unique. You are so precious that Jesus was willing, and he did, die on the cross for you. No one else could have done it. No one else wanted to do it. No one else thought about doing it. But Jesus knew that the only way you could have access to God, the only way you could return to God, if blood was shed for the remission of our sins. And he did that for you and me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's take this time to practice journaling and devotional reading. If you remember from my last episode, number 8, Jewel Utz gave us some tips, next steps on how to do a devotional reading. You can check that out later if you haven't done so, because it will give you another person's take on how valuable it is to read and ponder over scripture. That's why I'm sharing. You should check it out if you haven't done so already. Let's begin our practice time by taking a deep breath through our noses, letting our lungs fill up with air until our stomach sticks out. Hold it. Release it slowly through your mouth like a deflating balloon. Let's do it again, recognizing that we are going into the presence of God and exhaling all the tension, anxiety, and stuff that clogs our thoughts. So let's do this. Hold it. Release. Then let's say, Lord, I'm here. I'm listening. Now let's do just that. Now open your Bibles to Psalms 91. I'd like for you to read it in its entirety, out loud, standing up, and asking God to give you a prayer in response to his word that you just read. And when you finish reading it, then get on your knees to pray. For example, we'll start off with, Lord, guide me on what or who should I pray. After reading Psalm 91, help me to seek your guidance as I listen and wait on your response. So you ready? Psalms 91 is open. I'm going to read it in its entirety out loud, standing up. You're standing up? Okay, let's begin. Lord, guide me on what or who should I pray after reading Psalms 91. Help me to seek your guidance as I listen and wait on your response. Begin reading Psalms 91. I'll give you a few minutes to pray. Do you need more time to pray? Then stop the podcast here. Once you are done, then press resume. Okay, welcome back. I'd like for you to write this question in your journal. Are you ready? How has this experience brought you into the presence of God? How has this experience brought you into the presence of God? Spend a few minutes pondering it and then writing your response to how has this experience brought you into the presence of God. So begin wrapping up your writing. As believers, we sometimes forget who we are and whose we are. We are powerful in Christ Jesus, awesome beyond compare. Do you remember how David ran to defeat Goliath and did it with one of five stones? Whoa. We too can defeat our giants with one of five verses from Psalms 91, but we have to know it in order to use it. In Psalms 91, it contains all the evils that can happen to man. It contains all the problems that confronts man. But if you don't know that, you can't use it. So let's take some time personalizing Psalms 91 by inserting our name into the pronouns that stand for you. Let's say it together. Let's stand up and say it together. I'll be reading from the NIV. And for me to stand, I have to lift up the mic. All right. We're doing this together. Let's take a breath. Hold it. Release it. Let's begin. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings I will find refuge. His faithfulness will be my shield and rampart. I will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I will only observe with my eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If I say, the Lord is my refuge, and I make the Most High my dwelling, no harm will overtake me, no disaster will come near my tent. For He will command His angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. They will lift me up in their hands so that I will not strike my foot against a stone. I will tread on the lion and the cobra. I will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For He acknowledges my name. I will call on Him, and God will answer me. I will be with Levita in trouble. I will deliver Levita and honor her. With long life, I will satisfy her and show her my salvation. Take a few minutes to record your experience in reading scripture like this. Personalizing it. How'd you feel? What you think? What you hear? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you add a blessing to the reader and hearer of your words. Let this time with you, where we practice entering into your presence, praying and personalizing Psalms 91, spark us to continue having devotional reading and quiet time with you, and continue to enjoy being in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. Y'all send me your comments. Let me know how you're being blessed by this podcast. And if there's anything you want me to add, I hope you noticed that the sound quality has improved because I recently purchased a mic. So I pray that this sounds better. Next steps. Well, one, if you don't have a devotional reading plan, I have six suggestions. One, Consider the Birds, Reflections That Make You Soar by Jewel Utz. I did a review on her book on my 8th blog, and she was also on the last episode. So check out her devotional. Secondly, check out my book, Me Project 21 Days e-journal for practicing silent meditation. It's on Kindle. Also, the devotional that I'm reading now, which is called My Daily Scripture, Devotional God's Wisdom for Today. It's published by Thomas Nelson. And everything that I'm saying now will be in the show notes with links to where you can find them. Okay? Also, Psalms 91, God's Shield of Protection by Peggy Roof. You could also use that book. By the way, Peggy Ruth will be on our upcoming podcast. So make sure you listen in 2 weeks. Don't forget your Bible app that has a lot of different devotionals in it. Also, you can begin reading in the book of Romans, a chapter a night, or book of Ephesians, a chapter a night, or a day. If you need a journal, I have 4 suggestions. Staples and Walmarts usually have a good selection. Matter of fact, I purchased the Prayer Map for Women, a creative journal from Walmart. Now online, I find that PiccadillyInc.com, Dayspring.com, and BulletJournal.com are good places to go. And you can also purchase the Me Project Journal Notebook from my website, levitabrooks.com. Now, the number one thing you need to do is set up a schedule to have a daily devotional reading. The world has you 24/7 engrossed in their social media, television, the news, and focus on things you can't control. So why not have a regular time for God? Why not have more than one regular time for God? You see, it's when you don't have scheduled time with the Lord that you become disoriented and things get out of whack. True, you get to speak with the Lord all through the day. Yes, but just like you schedule special time for the ones you love, isn't God, Christ, the Holy Spirit? They're ones that you love, right? I know all three are one. But you said you love God, right? Then spend time with the one you love. Make it special. Some people take their Bible and drink coffee. Others go to the park and look at the water as they meditate on God's word. Some people meet God 5 o'clock in the morning. Some meet him 5 in the morning, 12 in the afternoon and 9 at night. So find your time and make it daily, daily. And by the way, those of you who already have a daily quiet time, there are going to be interruptions. For example, there's going to be times when you had to take a trip and your quiet time is 6 o'clock and everybody won't leave at 5. That's fine. Make adjustments. And there's also times where you're going to be, your quiet time is at 5 o'clock, and for some reason everybody in the house is up. Fine. Make adjustments. But know this, that is your time. Keep it sacred. I urge you to do that. And my next step is that when you do get your journal, set it up where the first two pages are blank. Label it table of contents. This is where you will write down the topic and page number of that specific event or pondering that you want to remember. I hope this episode provided you with time to commune with God. Don't forget to subscribe and write a review by scrolling down in your podcast library. Thanks for joining me. Once again, it has been a special time just spending with you. Yeah, I know I can't see you. But I'm telling you, when I'm doing this podcast, when I'm recording it, I know you're there. I know that you're there. So thanks for joining me. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, until we meet again over the airwaves, continue to daily and intentionally hang out with Jesus. Shalom. How can you daily and intentionally hang out with Jesus? By regularly implementing spiritual disciplines into your life. I want to help you create a lifestyle where spiritual disciplines transforms your routines and habits and ignites your passion for growing in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. I have designed the Me Project Journal and e-journal series to do just that. The 21-day Me Project e-journal is 21 scriptures to be used for practicing silent meditation on your phone or Kindle device. The Me Project Journal is a notebook for recording thoughts, and for those who like to sketch and write, there's the Dare Say Journal. You can purchase them on Amazon or through my website at LyvitaBrooks.com. That's L-Y, V as in Victor, I-T-A, B-R-O-O-K-S. Shalom.